Athletes retire every day, but upon their retirements, most athletes are not remembered for being a genie in the movies, or recording songs, or riding around in a police car to explore the possibility of a career change, or pretending to be a statue in Harvard Square. They are not remembered for having dozens of nicknames, some of them self-inflicted, ranging from Shaq Diesel to the Big Aristotle to the Big Agave. And when most athletes retire, fans do not fall all over each other suggesting new nicknames for the retiree, such as the Big Shuffleboard. In his prime, Shaquille O'Neal was a marvel. He was an enormous presence under the basket, and he loomed in the media, too. His view seemed to be that part of his responsibility as a very large and very wealthy professional basketball player was to entertain people. In pro sports, winning is the point, and Shaquille O'Neal won all sorts of distinctions. He was the NBA's first overall pick in 1992, and he validated the choice by becoming the league's Rookie of the Year. He won an MVP award and was selected to the All-Star team 15 times. Most significantly, teams for which he played won 4 championships. And he couldn't shoot free throws to save his life, which proved that except for being over 7 feet tall, weighing 325 pounds, and being extremely wealthy, he was just another guy. During the final years of his long career, Shaquille O'Neal bounced from team to team as general manager after general manager gambled on getting one more shining season out of him. He will be remembered in Boston for his body's failure to live up to the promise of his wit. Except for a brief and stirring stretch during the regular season, he limped from injury to injury, and the promise that he would be a factor in the playoffs stumbled with him to the bench on a bad leg. But like Babe Ruth, who also ended his playing days with a lousy season in Boston, Shaquille O'Neal deserves to be remembered for his impact on the game over a long career and for the joy fans derived not only from his performance but from his persona. When Ruth did retire, he hoped to continue in baseball as a manager. According to those who knew him, the great and lasting disappointment of his life was that the Yankees never called him home to run the team he'd helped to build into a colossus. This, apparently, will not be the case with Shaquille O'Neal. Asked after he announced that he'd played his final game whether he might like to go into coaching, O'Neal said, "No way. If I had to deal with players like me, I wouldn't make it as a coach."
Do you want me to shoot it? Do you want me to pass it? Do you want me to slam? Get out the way, get out the way.
Yo, yo, it's the Ken doll.
What about the Shaq attack? Where's our hook, Black?
Yo, yo, we don't need.
Now it's time for me to get wide open. I start smoking. I am no joke. The Shaq has spoken. I dominate my competition and busting with the ammunition.
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life. Summer.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
Zhang Zhufeng may or may not whistle while she works, but she most certainly keeps in shape on the job. The work consists of sweeping the street in Beijing, a job Zhang had to take when her husband became ill. Before becoming a street sweeper, Zhang had studied Tai Chi, and one day at work it occurred to her that she could translate her skills with a sword to her work with a broom. A passerby made video of Zhang's impressive acrobatic display, and Zhang became such a YouTube star that she was asked to appear on a TV program. "I have even been asked by other street sweepers to show them some tricks," Zhang said recently. "It's a great way to relax and stay fit in a very demanding job, so why not?"
Just